All right. Can we move to a vote then, Mary?
Okay. Mary Berg, I'll vote yes. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Melinda Eiley-Dong? Melinda?
I still vote yes.
Oh, okay. Deb Shacto?
Yes.
Harrison Weil?
I'm saying I wasn't part of the initial discussion.
Okay. Ted Weissel?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams? LaVarne? LaVarne, can you unmute or...
Okay. You can pass her a minute.
Well, there's nobody else, so.
Oh, well, Richard, is Richard back on the call?
Richard, I don't know. Richard, where are you? Where did these people go?
Am I back?
Richard.
Yes,
you,
there we
okay,
are.
Okay, how do you vote on the main motion as amended with the Patty's whereas clause, which passed?
LaVarne Williams.
Which, could you read the whereas clause? Is that about the other report from D.C.?
Yeah, okay.
That was already passed. Now we're to the main motion, which includes that whereas clause.
Want me to read it? Whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the Elections Committee received the report.
Right, okay. Are you coming back to me on a pass or what?
Well, yeah,
yes.
And then the rest of it's on Terry's motion. Do you need that read?
I think I saw that. I mean, I...
You got that?
Yes.
Okay, and there's only one... There's a sentence that where it says, the committee further recommends that the original ballot from that election, from the disputed election, is the word.
Right. Just a little tightening up. Hold on a second. All right. So you're asking me to vote, whether I vote yes or no on this?
Yeah, if you want to think a minute, I can go to LaVarne.
Yeah, let me have a minute.
Okay, LaVarne.
But I had to go off the call and deal with some business, sorry.
Right, so if you want to look at that, LaVarne, how about you? She just came on. LaVarne? Hi.
LaVarne. We've lost LaVarne. Well, we need the votes.
LaVarne?
This is very
nice. Richard, we need you to hurry up and read this because we've lost LaVarne again. We've lost Richard again.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm voting yes.
Okay. And I'll try LaVarne once more. Hello, LaVarne?
Hello. No, I just tried. Her phone seems to be gone to machine, so it seems to be dead or something.
All right,
I think
so
she's traveling.
Oh.
I guess we'll have to let that go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Looks it.
All right.
Just tally up and we'll...
8 yes and 0 no's. 1 abstention.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. That motion passes. And then we, I think we need to deal with the, we pretty much informally agreed, I believe, getting back to the listservs question, that we're going to try that informally. There's nothing else to do on those two reports. So I think now we're moving on to unfinished business, and that is what was 6A and is 5A, the motion on regularizing membership status.
Carolyn, excuse me. This is Art Stasny. Quickly, I think done.
Yes,
I'm going to ring off.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
If you need me, phone me again.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Art, very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you all, guys, for hanging in there. Take care. Bye.
Thank you too, Art.
You too.
Now the motion that had been put in there on gift subscriptions has been rendered largely moot by the National Election Supervisor's memo and ruling on that, I believe. Mm-hmm. And what I did say was that the issues remaining on the subject were a report on how many, and Les said that they were going to go in and find that out. Measures to ensure that GIF memberships are validated, he's already addressed that. And a progress report with recommendations to be developed was our own recommendation to ourselves, and I think that we don't have anything much to recommend. There was language proposed by Terry that the PNB shall direct the ED to develop a uniform methodology, etc. It's my feeling that the rest of that motion of ours is moot. What is your discussion, your feeling on that,
Mary,
members of the committee?
Mary?
What's the number on it?
I think it is, too. It was printed. It arrived to you as 6B2, but it's now 5.
Yeah, second half of
the I think
the
it was 6A motion.
I'm sorry.
No, it was 6A.
Mm-hmm. 6A, I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go.
Right,
I got it.
6A.
Yeah, first item under unfinished business.
Yeah.
This is Harrison. I think we should just move on. I think if you can just say, if there's no objection, you know, let's move on.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Harrison. Is there no objection to moving on from that? All right. Thank you, then. Thank you.
Well,
all right. Now we're at...
Is that correct?
Without objection, yes.
We
we'll,
agree that it's moot. Is that correct?
It is rendered moot. Right.
Okay.
So 5B1 is the item on member discipline. Terry Goodman's motion.
No,
the original was 6. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did?
We struck that out because there's a duplicate. It becomes 5H, but we're over to 5B2, the second half.
The second half of the divided motion on membership status?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. Thank you. Does everybody have that? The second half of a divided motion on membership status, 6B2.
And then it changed to 5B2, but it...
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
6B2 is what's probably on your printing.
Now, Mary, do you want to read that for the benefit of our listeners?
Okay. This was the second half of the divided motion on membership status postponed from April 21st, whereas Pacifica
Correct.
Is a membership organization whose members have voting rights to vote for representatives at each of the 5 stations, and whereas every member of the foundation must be assigned to one of the 5 stations for purposes of validating membership and voting for directors at that station, and whereas a large number of members have joined Pacifica who live outside of any signal area, be it resolved that the committee shall recommend measures to apportion unaffiliated members to stations for purposes of information and balloting, and that the committee shall publish an interim progress report by April 1st, 2006, and send recommendations as developed to the National Election Supervisor, or in his absence, to the Executive Director by June 2006. In order to address this issue, the election committee should form a work group to draft a letter for approval by the NES to be sent out by the national office to contributors who are not already members of a Pacifica station, advising them of their status and encouraging them to affiliate with the station for purposes of voting and other advantages of membership. Motion: that a work group be formed to draft a letter for approval by the NES, National Election Supervisor, to be sent out by the national office to contributors who are not already members of a Pacifica station, advising them of their status and encouraging them to affiliate with the station for purposes of voting and other advantages of membership, and that the work group report to the Elections Committee on June 18th of their progress. So that is the motion, that last paragraph.
Terry on spec.
All right, Terry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As Les pointed out when he was talking to us, the bylaws specify that members of the foundation are only those who have contributed money or labor to a radio station, that those who contribute to the foundation are not members according to the bylaws. He's made that ruling. I think it's a good ruling. I think it moves
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
motion, so I move to table indefinitely.
I would like to speak to that. Who else, Mary?
Mary, yeah, I would like to.
And anybody else? I heard another voice. No, Mary, go ahead.
Put me on the bottom of the stack, Richard.
Richard, okay.
Okay,
Mary?
Well, mm-hmm. the fact that we know they're not members, but what to be done about it. This arises now through primarily through people who contribute online to Pacifica when we're having national programming. It doesn't really occur, I don't think, when they have mail campaigns, because those go to subscriber lists, people, that is to say, people who are subscribers already. But our goal here, and I think what we should want to do, is not leave them in limbo, but develop a way of getting, giving them an opportunity so that they can align themselves with the station. Because when we wrote those bylaws, we weren't anticipating a large number of subscriptions from people who are calling the national office or emailing them, and not, you know, who are not, you know, not that much national programming. So I don't think we should table it indefinitely. The motion is that a work group be formed to draft a letter to be sent out to people trying to explain the thing to them, and then they can affiliate with the station of their choice. So I certainly am in favor of doing that, and I certainly would be opposed to not giving them that opportunity.
I think I was next. Mary has said exactly what I would have said. I think the idea is to try to increase membership at some stations. And some of these people who have contributed to the foundation have already contributed, or in the past have contributed to a station, and they will be reaffiliated with that station somehow or other. I'm not sure how the national office intends to do that, but that's what I had been told. But I don't think it would hurt to tell other people that they have the opportunity to affiliate, and how they can listen in on the internet if necessary, and so on. So I don't think that we are doing anything that doesn't need to be done here. I think it would be a good way to increase the membership at various stations.
Carrie, after
okay. Richard. Richard.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess I see a real bylaws problem here. Our desires have to segue neatly within the bounds of the bylaws. I think we have to have a bylaws change if we're going to do that. And I disagree with Mary. We don't. All of those national mailings don't go just to our current members. They go to other lists that we can get our hands on of people that might contribute. Mm. But the problem is, look, according to the bylaws language that I checked before, and let's reiterate it again tonight, you have to, in other words, you have to be making a contribution to become a member of that station. These other donations that are just being sent in, oh, we like what Pacifica does, they're not doing that. So that's not going to qualify them. And if you send them a letter, they're going to have to donate some more money. That's fine. But that new donation would be what makes them a voting member to a station. It's not like, well, you gave $100 to Pacifica 3 months ago, now you need to just transfer that to a station. That we don't want to get involved with that kind of paperwork. It would just screw up the voting list more than we could know what to do with. And I think we need to think about how to do this. Maybe we need a bylaws change, you know, but again, the other thing that I worry about is that if these people didn't join to do that, then you put them on there and then they're part of the voting list. They don't vote and we get hurt in quorum count. We want people who joined in because they wanted, you know, I mean, there's a finagling going on here to try to squeeze these people through the square peg through this round hole here. And I don't think we want to try to complicate things. We have an election coming up. We don't have time to get this all straightened out. We certainly can't change the bylaws. And I think it needs a lot of work to figure out exactly how we're going to do this. Otherwise, we're going to have another mess on our hands, and we don't need another mess. So I think we should just put this into some research thing and forget about sending a letter to people right now. Unless the letter just says, if you want to vote, you have to join with the station. Here are the five stations. You'll have to send them $25 or volunteer, that kind of stuff. That I don't care about. But I don't want to get into some thing where we're going to try to send up, you know, with gaffer's tape and paper clips, we're going to paste them into, you know, now they're a voter. Because according to those bylaws, they aren't. And our desires for them to be doesn't change the activity that they didn't do, which is they didn't donate to a station.
When everyone's through, I'd like
to... Yeah, I have a possible solution. If we drop the whole whereas section, which misstates what constitutes a member, We could fix the motion by adding some words right before the last comma and, so that the motion would read that a work group resolved that a work group be formed to draft a letter for approval by the National Election Supervisor to be sent out by the national office to contributors who are not already members of a Pacifica station, advising them of their status and encouraging them to affiliate with the station for purposes of voting and other advantages of membership via an additional contribution, and that the work group report to the EC on June 18th of their progress. That's adding the words via an additional contribution, making it clear that until there's an additional contribution, they are not members for the purposes of voting.
Maren?
I'll send that.
Please. Let Harrison go first. I would speak. I've already spoken, so let me speak after.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Harrison, go ahead, please.
So let him go ahead.
I'd just like to reiterate that I'm real concerned about the quorum. At KPFK, we came within the smallest inch of not reaching quorum even after an extension, or two extensions, I guess. And if people, you know, we're talking about people who may not be even listening to any particular station. And it seems to me that we've got to be really careful about that. And if we are going to form a work group, I hope they'll be real aware of that problem.
I'd like to be on the stack. This is Ted.
Ted, all right, Mary, and then Ted. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mary. You've already spoken?
Yeah, let him go.
All right, Ted, go ahead, please.
I think I'm going to vote no on this, and I would like to raise some questions, but I don't expect them answered in the midst of all of this. I have no idea how many people fall into this category. If that's been part of the discussion, I've certainly missed it. But I think that a lot of people may be contributing to Pacifica through Democracy Now, and I would tend to think that a lot of the folks who are going to vote, if they were to join in a particular status, are probably more inclined to be, if there are two camps within Pacifica, in the news and public affairs camp rather than the music camp. And I guess I fall more into the news and public affairs camp, so I might benefit from this. But I honestly think that this is creating a problem where none exists, or it creates far greater problems. And I think that this whole thing is creating a tempest in a teapot, and we ought to just defeat this thing and go on with other business that's more pertinent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else want to speak?
Yes.
Who hasn't spoken yet?
Hello?
Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
Hello?
LeVarn's on there.
Hello?
LeVarn?
Yes.
Yes, a breaking up connection. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead,
I had to change phones, and even this phone is not. It's kind of weird. I think that Harrison made about making quorum and how this might impact that. Well, I think... I'm not sure how you would separate them, but I believe there is some way to separate the gift subscriptions from the others, so they would not those. I mean, you would deduct those gift subscriptions from the total number, so it shouldn't impact you in terms of meeting your quorum because they wouldn't be included in the universe, in the population.
LeVarn, can I just get you up to speed? We're not talking about gift subscriptions now. We're talking about people that made donations to Pacifica directly, not to a station.
The second half of that motion.
Okay, all right, okay.
This is the
divided
motion.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, yeah, mm-hmm. The phone, okay, thanks. All right, I'll continue to listen.
Mary?
Okay, yeah, I think myself I would like to make a substitute motion that a working group be formed to investigate how this situation arises, how widespread it is, and to report back by the next meeting. Because we how many there are and how it does arise, so we're speculating. And I think if the national, One way it can arise if the national office is soliciting subscriptions. Now, I don't think it's a good idea to try to hit the people up for more money. The better thing to do would have the right at the national office check which station they want affiliated and have the money go to the station. This becomes a way of the national offices siphoning off money and subscribers who ought to be affiliated with the station. They're just responding to a solicitation. So I would want to investigate it. So that's my substitute motion.
Well, I'll put myself on. I would support that substitute motion. Richard?
Yeah, I just want to clarify one thing. I don't think the national office is soliciting subscriptions. I think they're soliciting donations. They just ask for money.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Specifica. As opposed to us asking for people to subscribe to our stations, which is what we do when we're on the air pitching. So I think there's a difference there, and I don't think they're, you know, I don't know. I can agree with Mary saying we should just do some investigation at this point. I don't know if it needs to be in a big hurry, because we're not going to get anything resolved on this issue in time for this election. There's no way we can do that.
Okay. All right. Are there any objections to Mary's motion to form a work group and report back as soon as convenient?
Slightly. The language that she stated wasn't very clear, but we can accomplish the same thing if we simply refer the motion on the table to a work group that we then form.
Mary, would you accept that?
Let's see now. I'm just trying to understand it.
Terry would refer the motion to the whole motion to the work group to consider, to collect more facts,
as you suggest,
and then bring the motion back with numbers, I guess.
So you are making a second substitute. Let me just clarify for the purposes of the minute. You're making a second substitute motion to refer this motion
to
a work group, which will be formed.
We'd have to form it immediately.
To be formed immediately to do what? Or do we say?
To consider and recommend on the general issue.
Okay,
to investigate, Mary, you said.
I said investigate
the extent of the problem, essentially, to describe the extent of the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this situation to a work group. Oh, Terry, can you... You can type faster than I can write. It's fine with me, but I want to get the language right.
Do we have a second for this motion?
We don't need a second. You're always telling us we don't need a second.
Oh. Well, that's because this is the committee.
Committee.
Now, as soon as we have some language to read, are there any objections to the motion as rephrased?
This is Harrison. I'd prefer
Harrison.
That the working group be an investigatory body rather than discussing the original motion. So I guess I'd be in favor of the first substitute motion.
Yeah, maybe Mary can recraft that in an acceptable way.
Well,
I want you to identify the issue rather than say this situation.
To investigate the
how to handle contributions
what are we saying here? I'm kind of losing it. I shouldn't be.
May I interrupt for a minute? Point of personal privilege. I have a slight family emergency. I'm going to go off the call, and Mary, if you would take over for me for a few minutes. Thank you so much.
In order to, that a work group be formed, how about this issue? Is that better than situation? This issue?
No, but we still need to identify the issue in the motion. That a work group be formed to investigate and recommend
I see what you're saying.
Issue of
of
contributions,
of,
not affiliated, you know, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's up in the start.
Issue
where
of,
it's up, to investigate the issue of members, unaffiliated subscribers or donors.
Unaffiliated donors to Pacifica.
Unaffiliated donors to Pacifica. The issue of unaffiliated donors to Pacifica, right?
Right, and how best to encourage their becoming members.
Well, we're going to investigate the issue of unaffiliated donors, how widespread and how the situation, how it arises. You know, we're going to investigate and report back, right?
Right. Or you, yeah. Investigate and recommend on the issue of...
to investigate the issue. Okay. That a working group be formed to investigate the issue of unaffiliated donorship to donors to Pacifica, and how to address the how best to address the issue.
That's good.
Okay. Is that okay? How do people feel about that?
No objections here.
Okay. Is there any objections from anyone? Okay, so it passes without... Now we need to form the working group.
Right.
Who would like to be on the working group?
I, Richard, would love to, but I have to pass because I'm preparing for a trial beginning of June, so I can't take on anything extra right now.
Terry, would you like to be on it? I would like to be on it.
If you twist my arm. Yeah, we need more than one person. So I'll go.
I put myself on it.
Okay.
And then you'll be on it. Anybody else, Harris?
That's called codependency.
Oh, you're blowing our cover, Richard. You know, sometimes you can be such a wet blanket. My goodness. Harrison, would you
come on, Harrison. Come on, Harrison.
All right.
I twisted his arm.
I'm twisting his arm, too. Okay. Do I hear anyone else?
Mary?
Hello? Yeah, on the phone.
Oh, you know, I can't tell. So how do you move this phone?
#1.
Okay.
And then you toggle #1 to get back on.
Okay. I would consider being on it because the whole, if this is the issue, let me just kind of restate to make sure I'm addressing the right issue. It's when you're saying when people are donating to through the national office. Now, I thought there was a policy regarding this, but because inside of this issue, it includes the whole point that they're soliciting members or people who are not members, but people who are within the areas of the station. So
right.
I thought the policy, though, was that the person would be assigned to the station within near zip code or whatever. But whatever, I'm interested because we've talked about this in a number of times in the Finance Committee, or similar issue.
Right, and it also bears on the issue of if the national office is not sending solicitations to the subscriber list, then they're buying or borrowing or something, some other kind of list.
Oh, they are.
That's
a fact. They are getting lists from associate or from
other
companies, not for profits, that are similar in philosophy to Pacifica. No, they're absolutely doing that.
And then, incidentally, it will come up the issue of are we letting other people use ours, even though we have promised people
asked that question and have said that they are not. But we need to. Yeah, that's a question because also on the list.
They said they were not giving out bonuses one time too, didn't they, LaVar?
Right. So this
point,
all
point
comes.
Order.
See.
Let me just continue. Let me just finish my thought. The other issue is that on these lists, they're also sending to KPFR to station listeners because I'm getting solicitations, and so is my mother.
Okay. Well, this will all be part of it. Anyone else? We've got four people: Mary Berg, Ted.
Well, if it continues on past the middle of June, I may join up.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
And Melinda, are you interested? Anybody else here? Okay, well, we'll start with the four of us, I guess, huh? And does anyone have ideas how we will proceed from here, what our next step should be?
Well, that should be done off this.
Right, it should, but let's just, for the record, for the public, so...
Somebody just be designated as a convener, and then you guys can deal with it later. That's
okay,
what you do.
Right. So who wants to be convener?
Mary.
Okay, I will convene it. I'll send an email. Okay, I will convene.
Terry, and you'll help me out if my email still isn't working?
Yeah, as long as your phone works.
Yeah, my phone will work.
Oh, Harrison, have you got an email now?
No.
Okay. So we will move on then to the next item, which is the transparency of reports. This is item 5C now.
Ooh.
It says 6C, but it is 5. And that's Weisgall's motion. I move that the report of the 2003-2004 election as drafted by Terry Barishas be made public. Okay.
Terry,
Ted, you want to speak to... Okay, Terry, you want to...
Well, Ted's first, if you want.
Yeah, he's first, but I'm... Okay.
I'd like to be on the stack after Terry.
Okay.
Richard.
Anybody else wants to speak to this? Okay, well, we can come back and okay, Ted, you want to go ahead and speak to your motion?
Yeah, I mean, I was totally surprised by the fact that our new election supervisor would say tonight that my contention of the information in that
Kallenbeck.
Report...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ted. Say it again.
You were totally surprised?
That our new election supervisor was saying what I gleaned when I read the report was that it had valuable information that would help us to do our jobs better, and there was nothing in it that was particularly incendiary or anything that would threaten the solvency or the financial status of the foundation, and it ought to be made public as a way to instruct us on how to do our jobs better and to have better elections in the future. Enough said.
Okay. Let me give the chairship back to Carolyn, and then we have Terry Goodman on the stack, followed by Richard.
Oh, Mary, would you like to continue this item? I hate to come in the middle of an issue.
No, that's fine. We just started it, so go right ahead.
Oh, all right.
Carolyn, we finished the other item.
Thank you. Who is next on the stack?
Terry is.
I'm developing a substitute. And typing as I do, resolved that the Elections Committee on the recommendation of the National Elections Supervisor recommends that the PND make public the report of the 2003-2004 election as drafted by Terry Barishas.
Okay, so you're sending it, right?
Yeah.
As a point of information, how does that sound to you, Ted?
That's not a point of information.
No. That's an opinion.
Okay, sorry.
All right, is there anyone else who wants to speak to that? I would like to speak to that, if I may.
Yeah, I was next.
I'm sorry,
Richard?
Richard,
next. Yeah.
Richard, okay, thank you.
I think that's appropriate. I was actually going to make the same thing. The reality is that if the PNB deemed it at one time or another confidential, they're the only ones that can lift that. All we can do is ask them to do it. We can't do it. So, and I don't think it has any attorney-client privilege because it was given to the PNB by a non-lawyer. The fact that you then give it to a lawyer and say, make this attorney-client privilege, doesn't work. that doesn't, you know, create an attorney-client privilege. So it's just a confidential thing from the PNB, and if they want to release the confidentiality, they have the authority to do it. And even if it was from a lawyer and they were the client, they hold the privilege. So it's their determination, and we should ask them to do it. And I think Terry's motion says it's fine.
Point of information, Terry, did you send that out?
Just this moment, so give
okay.
it a few seconds.
Is anyone else on the stack? I had some long conversations with the attorneys on that, and I believe that the I believed then that there was no need to make it confidential, but in fact it was confidential, and it was distributed on a need-to-know basis. So no one who was not involved with the elections actively in terms of being on the committee or on the technical advisory group had access to that report. But, at the moment, it remains classified. I agree that I don't think there's anything in the contents, that needs to be classified. So I think I would probably support this, even though I did not originally. Is there any more discussion on this?
I'd like to say one more thing, Ted.
Ted, yes?
Yeah, the need to know. You know, there's an old expression, if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. Terry Barishas's report gave us that institutionalized history that will help this organization to not repeat the mistakes of the past. That's why I felt that the report should have been made transparent. And so I'm glad that the sentiment seems to be going that way right now.
Well, a point of clarification, I think that I would be interested to know what you found in there that is not in other reports by him and by other subsequent supervisors. But that's, you know, a small quibble. I disagree that there was anything in there essential.
But there's no such thing as a point of clarification, and that was a quibble, not a point of clarification.
Point of quibble?
It was a point of quibble, yes, indeed. All right, are we ready to move to a vote on that? Mary, do you want to read that?
Mary Berger,
I'm sorry, excuse me. Is someone else on the stack?
Is Melinda Eiley Doan here still on the call? Because we're
excuse me, wait. We had. I'm sorry, I moved too quickly. There, somebody else wanted to speak. Terry.
First of all, there's in the motion I just sent out. There's the and only when the should be there. And I did want to point out that there are details. There are details in the Barishas report about vulnerabilities in our elections process that could be exploited once they're made public. That's why I was hesitant before regarding
mm-hmm.
making it public, but I'm going with the recommendation of the National Election Supervisor.
Well,
Mary?
Well, I just would like to hear from a person who's totally opposed to this before we... is Melinda... Melinda, are you still on the call?
But I'm about to have to take off because it's getting a little late. I am opposed to it because the thing is that we're not attorneys. Now, I would like to have positive
proof.
Speak
for yourself.
Okay. Who is that? Richard?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to have proof because I'll be honest with you. We've had a lot of problems with confidentiality being breached at KPFT, and
uh-huh.
I want to be sure that I would not be held litigiously liable for this.
Well, what are you going to be liable for? You didn't write it.
I understand, but if he chose to sue.
No, there's,
someone
you,
did.
You can't be liable. You didn't write it. The only people who could be liable would be Terry Barishas and the PNB for making it public. Wouldn't affect you. There's way too much nervousness that's stifling transparency in this organization.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time at PNB meetings about, I might get sued, and it's just nuts. You know,
well, we've got times at KPFT where we have had instances where things could have been quite litigious, and we've had board-certified attorney say that.
Well,
I mean,
we have
in Congress.
If I may, we are recommending this to the PNB, so we are not reliable.
Okay. Well,
we're not approving anything. We're just telling them we think it should be made public.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm afraid it is getting a little late for me.
Okay. Mary,
all right, if we can move to a vote right away, Mary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really concerned, kind of. I'm not sure that the election supervisor said to us, oh, we should do this. He just said privately, you know, he likes to make things public. Well, we all like to make things public, but, I mean, would he make...
No, he did, Mary, specifically say he thought there was no reason this shouldn't be public. He very directly said that.
Well...
But that's his opinion. You know, it's not his choice. He's just talking.
Should we... I was considering amending it to say that recommends that the PNB consider making public.
That's
report.
All we're doing, Mary. You don't have to
well,
say
no, this
that.
Says,
that's inherent.
Well, I think it's different.
We can't make the PNB do anything.
No,
we
but...
We can just ask them to do something.
Well, I'd like to kind of make an amendment, if I might, a small amendment. To say that the election supervisor... the committee... You know, recommends that the PNB consider making public, inserting that word instead of that.
It's redundant.
I believe
we're recommending they do it. We're recommending they look into it.
In order to
is there anyone who objects to that
can
that addition?
For a second, this is Harrison.
Harrison, yes.
I think the point that we may be overstating. What Les Radke said may be valid here, that we should, I'm not sure that he recommended that it be made public. I'm not sure what the wording is right now.
Yeah, me either.
But I think maybe where the softening is appropriate is in, I think, after hearing the opinions of the National Election Supervisor or after hearing advice from or after comments from the National Election Supervisor, you know, so that we don't put him in a difficult position.
I'd accept that as friendly.
I'm sorry, Harrison, I was off the call. Are you recommending removing that language or adding it?
I think Terry knows how what I'm trying to do, and he's probably got better language than I can come up with on the spot.
Resolved that the Elections Committee, after hearing advice from the National Election Supervisor, recommends that the PNB make public the report of the 2003-2004 election as drafted by Terry Barishas.
You can just find out if he's available.
And then Mary has an additional amendment.
Yeah, mine was after the word PNB to replace the word make with the phrase consider making public.
Go fax it.
Hmm?
All right. Is there any objection to that change?
Yeah.
All right, then let's vote on the...
No.
No objection to consider making? All right, then...
I object to the concept. That it's redundant.
We're not voting on the concept. We're voting on the language. That was two words.
It bothers me that we micromanage these words to put things in there that are explicit in the concept, and we spend so much time on it, we don't get other things done.
That is correct.
If you don't object,
we
won't spend any more time.
I'm not going to, but I'd like us not to do this. You don't know how many times this has happened in Pacifica. Hours of my life have gone by with redundancies.
Well,
I agree with that. Maybe we should be moving this to a vote. Is there any objection to moving this to a vote?
I'd just like to say why I think we shouldn't. So I just think we should recommend that it be made transparent. I don't think we should waffle on it, and that's the reason why I'd rather not change the language in this respect.
This is Ted. All right, then we need a vote.
Here
go ahead.
Go.
Okay, so this
or
is
my life
which consider making. All right.
All right, to add consider
Bruce,
making?
Yeah, votes yes. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
No.
Patty Heffley?
Pass.
Okay. Melinda, are you gone?
No, but I'm about to.
Oh. But do you want to vote on this? Would you want to have? Huh?
No.
You're voting no. Richard Phelps?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Harrison Weil?
No.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Ted Weisgau?
Yes.
LaVon Williams?
Can you hear me now?
I didn't hear which.
Okay.
You voting yes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's see. Patty?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, you're abstaining. That is everyone. So we have 1, 2, 6 yes and 3 no. So it passes.
All right. So consider making it is. And now we move to a vote on the entire motion.
We had another phrase from Terry that he, a wording for Harrison Weil's concerns, after hearing advice from the NES to substitute that for on the recommendation. Isn't that correct?
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to Harrison's rephrasing?
I'll turn your volume down. I'm going to scream soon.
Well, hearing no objection, let us move to a vote on the entire motion.
Okay.
Mary?
Okay.
You didn't always start with yourself just because it's alphabetical, I don't think.
Well, I just have to make a note of what we're voting on for future reference, so I have to fill in the little box here. Okay. Yes, I'm voting yes. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Melinda Eiley-Dohm? Oh, she had to leave now. Richard? You want to pass?
Ouch is what I want to pass.
You want to say ouch? What?
No, I want to pass out.
Oh, pass out.
I'll vote yes. I don't care. It's over with.
Okay. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Harrison Weil?
Yes.
Ted Weisgau?
Yes.
LaVon Williams?
Yes.
Well, it's unanimous. So why?
Well, we could have done that easily without any
objection.
Sorry about that,
all
people.
Right.
That's my fault. Thank you.
And
all right.
This is LaVon. I'm going to have to. I'm like about to fall asleep. I'm still not feeling well. I came back from Houston with like a really bad sinus infection. So I'm going to have to sign off unless you guys really need me. But you can't call me on my cell phone. It's dead.
We need you healthy. That's what we need you.
I know. Patty has the number where she can reach me at Paul.
Okay.
So if you have to, just call me there, please.
Okay, great.
Thank
you. Feel better, LaVon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next motion up
is... Can I make it?
Richard, yes.
I just want to speak to it. Since essence of this is a parliamentary procedural statement, we just lost a member that we need to have around because we spend so much time fiddle-faddling with things that really don't need to be dealt with, and we lose people. We've lost Bill Donovan, we've lost LaVon, because we nitpick these things to death, and I'm really getting frustrated with it. I mean, it's moments like this when I feel like saying, to hell with Pacific, I'm leaving. Because people don't exercise any discipline. And they got to have their word in there when it doesn't mean anything, really. You know, we got to start looking at essence. I'm just really very frustrated, folks. I had to do 4 hours of this yesterday as chair of the KPFB board, and the same thing happened over and over again. People don't focus. They don't think. They just go on, and they want their words, and they don't think about what it means, and it drives people nuts. And that's why we're losing activity, people being involved in this process. I'm sorry I'm ranting, but... Damn it, it just happens too often. I listen to the PMB meetings, I hear it there. It's like, you know.
The member's rant is well taken. And,
just unbelievable.
You'll get no disagreement from this quarter, and the next motion will confirm your point, I suspect, because I think we may already have dealt with this. Yes. Who is this, please?
Ted from Houston.
Ted,
I suggest that item 3G is dilatory because of the previous vote, and we should move on in terms of expediting our business and...
I'm sorry, which item?
Just heard to 3H.
You mean 6? Are you talking about...
6. B is dilatory, and we should throw it out and move to 6H.
We're on 6. We're on D, 5D, from the 423 agenda, access of the lists. I move that member lists be made accessible to all members in as transparent a manner as is the case of voter registration records in the same jurisdiction. That's the motion that we're on. Is that the one you're suggesting we omit? Or you?
No. I'm sorry. I thought were on the Melinda Eilly Doan.
No, we haven't gotten there yet. We're a long way from there, I'm afraid. The next item, I am going to say that is dilatory simply because member lists are covered in the bylaws and are not accessible to all members. And so since the bylaws already have addressed that issue, this motion is dilatory. So I'm going to suggest that we move along and just eliminate that as dilatory.
Madam Chair? Can you
yes.
write where in the bylaws this is, or give me a moment to look myself?
I don't have the number, but it is a section that says members may have access to the list according to procedures, and the procedures are determined by the board, I believe, and the ED. And the procedure so far, Pacifica, has been that anyone who wants to access the membership may submit a mailing to the foundation's mailing house, and the mailing will be sent out to the members. No member is allowed to have access to membership lists. That is a financial resource. That is the basis of our operations, and of course, no member can have access to that.
Madam Chair, withdraw this motion for tonight because I don't want to belabor the point, but I think that the procedures that the National Board can enact could allow for greater transparency. And based on what I read in the report that you sent me overnight from Friday night, I guess, from Terry Barishas, was he spoke in favor of what I am subscribing to here. But I am withdrawing it for now, so let's go on to 6E.
For clarification, that report that I sent you was the report, the 19 recommendations, which are public.
Richard,
which are public and which actually were sent to all the members, including yourself, last year when I sent out the other report, and I resent it to you the other day, but that has been available and accessible and was sent out to everyone some time ago. All right, let's move along to...
I'd like to make a small comment, if I may.
Yes, Harrison.
I agree with Ted in sentiment, and I'm glad that there may be some agreement from the National Election Supervisor. I understand the problem in the bylaws, and I think that members expect to have their names be confidential. This is a very difficult issue, and I hope that there will be some investigation and discussion of it at a later time.
All right. Thank you. The next item is 5E, was the old 6E.
Madam Chair, this is Ted. I just want to say one more thing, and that is that the Barishas report that I received this weekend, if it was sent out previously, it was either before I became a member of this committee or I did not receive it. But that is the first time I have seen it. Enough said from me.
Well, I'm sorry. It's the first time you received it. It's not the first time it was sent to you, Ted. The scope and duties of the local election committee... this was from the February 19th submission by Ted Weisgall. I move that each LSB create an election committee that shall work with the election supervisor to hold at least two candidate forums, and that said forums shall develop their format, with the advice and consent of the applicable LSB. The determination of said format shall be determined prior to the beginning of filing for office. Alternatively, said format shall be developed by the PNB prior to the filing period and be uniform throughout the foundation. That is the motion. Are there any comments? My initial response to that would be that, in fact, we would be in the position of telling the LSBs what to do. The LSBs already provide that each local election supervisor can form his or her own support committee. This motion addresses the LSBs' right to do that and recommending that they do that. Are there any comments on this discussion?
Mary Bird, I'd like to be on this.
Terry, but
yes,
Terry on stack, but Ted should motivate the motion first.
Ted, you want to speak to that?
Yes. I also had a note at the end of this that was not read, which reads, note, examples of previous forums and their pros and cons should be considered before the adoption of any format.
Right.
We had many battles here in Houston when we had our last elections over the of these forums. The local election the chair of the local elections committee, and I'm sorry she's still not on the phone, on the call right now, was Melinda Eiley Doan, and told the local station board that she did not report to the local board, but rather reported to the national elections committee or to the national board. To the best of my knowledge, there was no transparency either way. And the minutes of her meetings were extremely vague. They did not show any votes by the committee. There was a real problem with these forums being held in a way where the members really got an opportunity to hear from the candidates in a fair and open manner. I would like to see our committee recommend to the national board that they come up with a standardized approach, at least a recommended approach, that they could even leave open the idea that the local election supervisor could modify it, but at least they give him or her some guidelines, and that's essentially what I'm asking for here.
Terry, anyone else on the stack?
I was wanting to be on the stack.
Mary? All right, Terry, please.
Yes, I agree that the candidate forums could be much improved, but I am very uncomfortable with the idea of elected incumbents having a say into how those are structured. I'm confident that the current national election supervisor is on the case, and he's already asked for advice on improving the forums. And so I will vote against making a motion for governance involvement in the elections process in this matter, and just leave it to the national election supervisor to make decisions based on the input that he receives.
Richard, I'd like to be on the stack.
Mary?
Yes, I will vote against it for the reasons that have been given, plus the fact that I don't believe there should be one format in all five stations because they don't have all five the same listenership or conditions. And I think that the key goal here is, as Les said when he was on the call, to try to ferret out the differences in the candidates so they just don't all mouth platitudes and sound all the same. But the way to do that might differ markedly depending on what are local issues in each of the stations and what are hot things to be talking about. So that's an additional reason that I'm opposed to this.